definitely sparked some good conversation on the text line. We actually threw this on the Facebook page last night as well. After our conversation just moments ago with Tom Chalowski from Saskatoon, who collects typewriters, repairs typewriters, I am seeing there are a lot of typewriter enthusiasts out there. A message from Glenda says, we have a typewriter from 1917 when we became a municipality. Jerry with a message saying, I've got two, both a manual and an electric, that I got from a university professor just before she passed. And then Dory said, I've got two typewriters my grandpa used when he did accounting for CNR in the early 1920s. The second one he was given at home, so he didn't have to carry the other one that he used to work when he did work for the local school board. I believe they're both Remingtons. So this, I was thinking as we were chatting with Tom this morning, this dates me for sure. But when I started in policing, we still had a typewriter in detention. And so if you were doing a long form summons, we had it set up that you put the summons in the typewriter. Now, it wasn't the old style, like it was an electric typewriter, but it was a typewriter. It wasn't a computer. You put the old form summons in there. And we had a sergeant that if you made one typo, you had to do it all over again. There was no backspace, right? There's no delete button with the typewriter. So I remember cursing myself. And while I'm dating myself in my policing career, in police college, when we were getting, I think it was like the forensic identification unit coming and talking to us, we were talking about investigations and clues, and we were given a case study where a case was solved because the person was typing threatening notes on a typewriter, and they were able to determine who the person was because they found the typewriter that had the mutilated R key. So every time they would strike, like if they're typing a word and the letter R was in the word, well, on the key there was something misshapen about the R. It had a chunk out of it. So that was obviously very unique to that typewriter. So they seize the typewriter and get the bad guy. Those days are gone, right? Those days are gone. Yeah, you're old. That's what that means. You're old. 1-877-332-8255. So what we've started talking about this morning is, what is that item from your childhood, from your life, that you thought would never come back in style, you never thought would be trendy again, but apparently it is? Phone lines are open, text lines are open, 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Bob in Prince Albert. What do you got, Bob?
I got my grandmother's sewing machine. I think it's a Singer. And it folds down like a coffee table almost. Then you pop it up, and it was belt driven.
Okay.
And there was a pedal on the bottom.
Right. So you pump the pedal.
You had to pump the pedal. And I remember as a kid, I'd pump the pedal, and my mother would tell me, "Okay, faster, 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 sweater." Okay. Yeah. And that was a sewing machine.
That's crazy. You got your workout and darned your socks at the same time, Bob. And there are a number of people. In fact, I've talked to a couple of friends of mine in Saskatoon who are part of a group where they are making a quilt for their family, but they're doing it on a family member's sewing machine. So in some cases, it may not be quite as old as what Bob's talking about, his grandmother's sewing machine, the old pump the pedal to make it go belt driven. But this group of people are doing, learning how to make a quilt, basically, but using family members' handed down sewing machines. And some of them, I'm sure, are that old. 1-877-332-8255. On the text line, lots of clothing suggestions coming in. Courtney in Saskatoon said, as a child, I loved wearing saddle Oxfords. They're back. How about this one? A text that said, Evan, I was at Costco last week and they had corduroy pants. Not happening in my closet, John in Regina. You got to love when you wear a pair of pants that give you away when you're walking down the hallway. You know, you can't walk quietly with corduroys on. 1-877-332-8255. Sherry and Pilot Butte, whoever thought bell-bottom jeans would be back in style. No kidding. They are. I mean, that's the thing with thrift clothing. It's hilarious to see what is back in style and what people are, what's flying off the shelves at thrift stores. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go back to the phone line. I want to grab this call from Ken in Saskatoon. What is it for you, Ken? It's back in style and you couldn't be happier.
The vinyl LP.
Oh, yeah. Records have made a huge comeback, haven't they?
Young people love them. And I'll tell you that it's the problem with an MP3 is, I mean, just sound. CDs were just so heartless. The LPs sound really, really good. Okay, so you got a few crackles, but they're nice and warm. But it's the tactile thing. The album cover is so big, and especially I was a Moody Blues fan. Still am. Mm-hmm. And you would open up the double, book kind of cover there. And the art was amazing. You could read so much. Sometimes the lyrics were all there and sometimes things were on the band. But the art, they spent a lot of time thinking about what that was going to look like. And, the fact that the LPs, I got like 1,000 of them downstairs. Nobody would want to listen to my taste.
But, don't be sure of that.
and I'm just so happy that the younger generation just went and said, I want to go back to something real, something digital.
I love that you brought that up, Ken. And in fact, it's a good promo for a show that we're going to do later this month. I think we're doing it October 21st as it's planned right now. The greatest album of all time. It's corresponding with the Fleetwood Mac's 50th anniversary. But along with that, we're opening up the phone lines to hear the greatest album of all time. So good tease for that. But I agree with you, Ken. Vinyl has made a big resurgence. You can buy record players now, lots of different places. And we're not just talking people in, I won't say our age category because I can't confirm you and I are in the same one, but my niece went out and bought a record player. My daughter has a record player. She's in her late 20s. I mean, it is making a resurgence, and we talked about that on the show many times. 1-877-332-8255. I love this one. Bev texts in and says, how's this? We were doing some shopping the other day for my daughter who just bought a new home. And she said, Mom, you know what I would like to hang in the kitchen? A large wooden spoon and fork. Bev says, oh, if I'd only kept those that were hanging in our house back in the early 70s. Well, there you go. People want to decorate with some vintage items. What I would give to see a comeback of packs of baseball cards for 10 cents where you get 10 cards and a stick of bubble gum. You and me both. I like that text. 1-877-332-8255. James in Saskatoon says CRT tube TVs. There are people that absolutely not only collect, but still repair those old style tube TVs and radios. I mean, vintage radios. I've got a colleague here at the radio station that in her office has a couple of beautiful vintage radios set up. I don't know if they work. I assume that they do. I have to try the next time I'm in her office. But there's some nice ones out there for sure. So thanks for the text. Okay, let's go back to the phone line, 1-877-332-8255. I want to take this call from Elaine, calling in from Wadena. How are you, Elaine?
Good, thank you.
That's good. What is it for you? It's making a comeback, and you never thought you'd see it, but it's here, and it's vogue once again.
That old green, yellow, and orange Tupperware.
Is that back?
Yep. You can buy sets of it in Costco.
In Costco?
Yep.
Who knew? Well, I know exactly what you mean. It was very colorful. We all had the same juice pitcher in our fridge, didn't we, Elaine?
Yeah, with that push lid.
Yeah, exactly. The push lid, for sure. Well, thanks so much for calling in. So, okay, Tupperware. Orange, brown, green, all of those cool 70 colors. 1970s, not 70, different colors, but 1970s. 1-877-332-8255. A couple of people saying, yeah, you were talking about 8-tracks. I've heard cassette tapes are making a resurgence. How many times have you been at a garage sale where you see one of those old brown vinyl cassette cases that's probably cracked because it was sitting in the back seat of the car and saw too much sun. And it had 18 cassette tapes in it. Guaranteed one of them was the Oak Ridge Boys. It had $5 on it, and you walked right by it and said, no, I'm not buying cassette tapes. Who plays cassette tapes anymore? Well, apparently there is a market for it. 1-877-332-8255. Yeah, lots of people, vinyl records, turntables, another big one that we're getting on the text line as well. What is it for you? It's making a resurgence. You're happy to see it. Jim says, I wish I had saved my velvet paintings. Bought them on the side of the road in 1971. Love it. Old plexiglass? I know that old glass is something that can be collectible. People like the, you know, it's not the modern processed, but it's, I think they called it flow glass. A lot of people like that. 1-877-332-8255. Oh, yeah, here's a great one. Brenda in Martinsville, the little bowler camper. Very pricey. If you want to buy one, even if it's in rough shape, they are so hot right now. People buying these old bowler campers or the old Airstream campers and then fixing them up, refurbishing them to like brand new. Yeah, you're right. Everyone had one of those bowlers back in the day, and a lot of them just were left aging in the garbage dump or in the back of the farmyard or wherever else, but they are definitely coming back in vogue. Cuckoo clocks. Getting lots of people saying clocks or cuckoo clocks. Matt in Saskatoon says, I've got a handcrafted one from West Germany. There's another thing. You talk about a dying breed is someone that can repair typewriters. The same with clock repair. More and more, I mean, we are a throwaway society. So more and more, you can find someone who has the ability to repair a clock like you used to. There used to be a fella in Indian Head, Saskatchewan. I know that we used to go to quite a bit. Vern, I think Vern used to do that great work at repairing clocks, but I don't think we've got many people left that do that work. Okay, let's take another break. I know there's a number of texts that are still coming in here as well. More of your texts and calls when we come back on the notion of what is the item from your childhood, from your past that you thought would never come back in style, but it's back. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the show. Evan Gray, great to have you here. We chatted just after 11 o'clock with a fellow from Saskatoon by the name of Tom Chalowski. Tom is a Saskatoon historian, author. He collects typewriters. He loves typewriters. He will repair them. He actually sent a typewritten letter on a typewriter to Tom Hanks for his 2016 film that really glorified vintage and historic typewriters. And Tom Hanks not only wrote back to him, but gifted him a vintage collectible typewriter out of his personal collection, which is pretty cool. So I've been asking the question, what is the item for you that you remember from your childhood? You never thought it would come back in style, but all of a sudden, it's coming back. It's all over. So we were talking about, I mean, typewriters is one that I was talking about using back when I first started policing. We still had one in detention. I got a text from Marv saying, late 70s, I was a special constable with the Regina Police Service. We were on cell guard duty. We had to type up all the information for the charges for each prisoner that was booked in. We had an old Remington typewriter in the cell block. And the sergeant in charge of the cell block, you couldn't have any typos on the information because it was a court document, of course, and any mistakes might be grounds to dismiss the charges. The only saving grace for us was we were allowed to use whiteout. And I went through my share of it, says Marv. Thanks so much for the text. So what's making a comeback? Here's what we're getting on the text line. Guitars and old amplifiers. Come through a couple of times. Mid-century modern furniture, says Lisa out of Regina. I'm not sure how common it is, but boy, I'll tell you, I've been fixing up a lot of old garden tractors, especially the case units from the 70s and 80s. John and Craven said, I honestly can't fix them fast enough. I've got a waiting list of people. Wes in Saskatoon says, old BMX bikes, yeah. Old bikes in general. I think BMX, obviously, one kind, but you find a good banana seat bicycle, a good 1970s banana seat bicycle. I mean, they are collectible as well. I was talking about children's toys. Someone had texted in, I lost the text now, but someone had texted in that her grandkids play with Weebles. Remember Weebles from back in the day? Well, Aaron from Saskatoon said, vintage board games. Absolutely. Board games making a comeback for sure. What else we got here? So I mentioned clocks, and do we even have people that will repair clocks? Well, yes, we do. People are coming out of the woodwork. Elaine from PA said that there's a fellow by the name of Brent that repairs clocks. There was another one here. Pocket watches comes up. There's a gentleman in Saskatoon that does clock and watch repair out of his home. His business is called Time Matters. If you're looking to get a clock fixed up or a pocket watch, he's the guy. Time Matters out of Saskatoon. 1-877-332-8255. We have had a few people talking about what you find in the kitchen. Things like enamel pots and pans, roasters back in style. These are ones like from 70 years ago. And cast iron is absolutely back with a vengeance. Thank you very much, Rania from Regina, for that text. How about this one? Dawn in Saskatoon says, what about vintage mustaches? You know, the kind with the curled up wax tips? How many people do you see with those? I mean, the 70s is back. Dawn even says, I've got one of them myself. Thanks for the text. Thanks to everyone who texted in. We had so many different ones coming through. Very much appreciated. And those that were joining the conversation on the Facebook page as well. Well, we're going to take a break. This morning, we started the conversation off with a conversation with Sylvain Charlebois, who is, of course, the food professor out of Dalhousie University. We'll revisit some of the conversation we had with him, including the cost of beef, what could be causing this escalation, and a whole lot more coming up just after 12 here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.